following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. How you doing? I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you today. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are happy to be along for the ride. Because as I always say, you guys act as the perfect buffer between all of the Roxbury players. Because if we were stuck in here just with each other, it would get very challenging by the end of the hour. But it helps us to know that you are out there listening, both of you. And I'm happy to have in the studio with me today the man I like to call Big Brother, because he's always watching TV when there's work to be done. Jim Weaver.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, ha. Jolene, how are you?
I am good. You good?
Yep.
I know we were busy this week.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, another week. That's pretty much what it is.
You look kind of tired. I know you need to get some rest.
Yep.
And that is cool, cool, cool. I've only got one favor to ask you. Won't ask you to hang around for a long time today. I'll tell you about the favor a little bit later on in the show. Just tell me one thing. I know she's still quite young, but baby Sarah, holidays are always a fun time around the house. So what's going on?
Little Miss Sarah, absolutely. She has got a big Easter holiday weekend coming up here when lots of Easter eggs and candy.
You better not be giving that baby candy. I'll bop you. You're going to have an Easter bunny birthday party?
No, we're not going to do the party. We're going to wait and do it the weekend after because a lot of people wouldn't be able to make it.
Oh, yeah. Lots of family gatherings going on. I know you're so excited. Your eyes just light up when you talk about that grandbaby.
Looking forward to it. Oh.
Speaking of which, I do need you to stick around until the third segment. Then you can go nap.
Okay.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on
History du jour
and other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
It's History du jour, an educational,
seriously,
stop being a smarty pants,
an educational moment with Belle Cadeau.
Pardon me, sir, but is that a poem in your pocket?
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one...
I'm sorry, but you have to stop. There's simply not enough time for you to read the entire poem.
All right.
April marks the 20th anniversary of National Poetry Month, which was inaugurated by the Academy of American Poets in 1996. Over the years, National Poetry Month has become the largest literary celebration in the world, with schools, publishers, libraries, booksellers, and poets celebrating poetry's vital place in our culture.
May I finish?
What would you think about a private reading over a hazelnut latte?
Alrighty then.
Stay tuned for more on this subject on History du jour.
Hey, 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 everybody. I hope you're having a great weekend. And even if you're not, even if you're having a so-so weekend or not a great weekend at all, we're glad you're spending some time with us. Because the time we spend together is time for all of us to de-stress, unplug, whatever that happens to mean for you. Because I know some people get upset when they think we mean unplug everything. I know my husband likes to watch football or basketball or baseball or whatever while he's listening to the show. He'll just turn down the volume. Well, that's what he said. He turns down the volume. Wait a minute. You think he meant he turns down the TV volume or the show? I don't know. Sometimes we annoy him, if you can believe that. Do you believe that? Yeah, we do. But right now, we are all very excited, not just me, because the big bunch of us are all together for the next couple weeks. I reluctantly agreed to some Easter festivities, as long as I don't have to clean up before, during, or after said event. And if there's alcohol involved, it will take place in the appropriate areas. And no open flames. Jolene, learned our lesson Jolene, last year.
Jolene, you know you don't have to do this. You don't have to play this silly music to get us all in the mood for the Easter fun we have planned for the next week.
Well, hello, Cousin John. John Bell, everybody. First of all, it's not silly music. This is just some of the music I found online. It happened to be kids' fun Easter music, is what they call it. Fun Easter music for children. And somehow it seemed appropriate for us, all of us.
You know I'm a big fan of the Easter Bunny. Boing, 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 boing. Just knowing we're all going to be together is enough silliness for me. Lord knows there's a lot of silliness around here. We don't need a soundtrack.
Did somebody complain? What do you know? You act like you know something.
Well, since I'm the one who goes through all the messages on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And thank you so much for giving me that job.
You're welcome.
I know for a fact that there are folks out there who think that you're...
awesome.
Odd.
Odd? I've never seen a message that says I'm odd.
Of course you don't see them. I delete them so your feelings won't be hurt. And let me tell you, that's a full-time job. 8 hours a day. Man, my fingers are
that's
worn down
enough.
To the...
enough. I am not that bad. For the past 10 minutes, my mother has been holding. But it's okay. Jim has been talking to her. Hello, Mom.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom, what's wrong?
I need you to go to the drugstore for me and refill my antidepressant.
Oh, you need to let me know when you're starting to get low.
I know, I just forgot. I haven't been this low down feeling since they canceled the only two soap operas I've ever watched in my entire life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which two were those?
Oh, My Children and One Life to Live, Jolene.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know those were your favorites.
I used to watch soaps while I rocked all you guys to sleep when you were little babies.
Oh.
Just reminds me of days gone by, Jolene, when your dad used to go off to work and I was home all day with you kids.
I do remember that, when we were all by ourselves.
Yeah, and I'd always have to go hunt down the damn keys to the liquor cabinet.
Didn't know that part, but doesn't surprise me.
Your dad never would hang those keys back up in the garage. Used to make me so mad.
Soap operas, Mom?
Well, I just remember watching them every day. That's how I got hooked on them, you know?
So.
Well, I guess they just ran out of things to do.
It happens.
So I need you to go refill my prescription.
I'm sorry, Mom. I can't get away from the studio, though.
Well, can you send Jimmy?
I could.
And tell him to pick up some of those Russell Stover chocolates I like.
What kind?
He knows. And remind him not to pick up any of those nasty Easter peeps. Oh, and I'm running low on my lady pants. He knows which ones I wear.
I think he does.
Tell him to look for the pink package.
Okay.
Yeah, and the one they got out this month comes with one of those lights that you clip on your book at night so you can watch yourself read.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
You don't like to read.
Well, I don't, but I want one because they're free.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll give Jim your lists.
All right.
He'll be thrilled.
Tell him not to get the generic kind.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Love you, baby.
Love you too, Mama. She did get depressed when they canceled those soap operas.
And now, the last episode of One Life to Lose.
Cynthia, it's time for us to confess our love to your husband, Bob.
I'd love to, Edgar, but Bob and I aren't married.
Well, hurry up and get married so we can confess, so I can go on and have an affair with Gloria.
If I'm going to marry Bob, I'll have to ditch George.
You're seeing George? That two-timer.
Why are we advancing all our various plots so fast?
Because this is our last episode. We need to wrap things up.
Oh, well, let's get started. Frank was unjustly accused and is getting out of prison.
The Finster twins have discovered they're not really twins, although they're still identical.
Harvey didn't really murder Gladys, who isn't really dead, and the star witness in the case is the illegitimate daughter of the judge.
The town floozy really has a heart of gold and is becoming a nun.
Is that everything?
Tip of the iceberg, but we've run out of time. Cynthia, I've always loved you.
Well, that's awkward, considering I used to be your brother.
Tune in. Never for the next episode. Like sand that sits in a broken hourglass, this has been one life to lose.
It's the Julian Roxbury Show.
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app that takes 10 minutes to figure out how to get rid of? Do you know what an app is?
No.
Does your brain have an app gap?
Huh?
Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy.
Yes, there's a stupid phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson basic phone with rotary dial.
Oh. Marge, what's the number for 911?
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid, 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
Show your phone who's boss.
Okay.
We're coming right back with more show, so meet me right back here. Yeah.
It's the Julian Roxbury Show.
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
I just got an alert from my security camera. David, please tell me you're the one going in my house.
No need for a meltdown.
Oh, I'm not melting down, and I appreciate you doing me such a big favor going to pick up my machine. I'm stuck at work.
There's nothing like personal service from A&A.
Well, I really do appreciate the favor. I can see Tony is with you. I can also see you're in my pantry.
Oh, you're out of granola bars. And Tony ate all the Thin Mints.
I love you guys, but nobody touches my Thin Mints. But the one thing I'd like to let folks know is that when you take your vacuum cleaner to A&A, you will receive top-notch service. Especially if you bring in your machine just for maintenance and a good cleaning, it's going to look brand spanking new when it comes home. Drop by A&A anytime. No appointment necessary.
We're always here.
Groovy.
Catch David Lord
and Tony Lord
every Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, and you're out of jalapeno Cheetos.
Thank you guys so much for allowing us to visit with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to this weekend. You know, one of the things I have been trying to do is get the bunch of us together to do an Easter song, do something simple. But of course, nothing is simple around here. And also, unless it's holiday meal time, there are always a couple or three of us missing, or they just show up at different times. So sometimes when I'm putting things together, I have to take what I can get. And this go around, I had available Earl T. Let's be honest, he's usually available. And Kane with Coastal Traffic. My concern with the two of them doing any sort of musical production together was that, well, if you've ever heard Kane do the traffic, he talks kind of fast. And Earl, not so much. But gotta move forward with it. Be joyous about it, right? We'll see how this works out.
Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail.
That's fast.
Here the oven east is on its way, here it comes, you can't avoid it.
Earl, you're too slow.
Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy.
And you're too fast. This was a mistake, putting you guys together. Okay, Kane, you got the second verse. Slow it down just a little bit.
He's got jelly beans for Tommy.
Jelly beans!
Colored eggs for Sister Sue.
Sister Sue.
There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet, too.
Orchid!
This is the worst. This is horrible.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail.
This is so bad.
I've been down the bunny trail.
Hippity hobbity, hippity hobbity, hippity hobbity.
Happy Easter Day, Easter Day. Oh, yeah.
That was the single worst thing I've heard on this show. this week. Earl T. and Kane from Coastal Traffic. Yeah. You know, Coach is supposed to be handling the auditions, and I'm using the air bunnies, air quotes there, auditions. I'm not supposed to be having to handle all of this. Ooh, he's on the phone. Hey, Coach.
All right, Jolene.
All right.
I don't have a lot of time to mess with y'all.
I know.
Which is why I'm phoning in for some auditions.
Okay.
I hope we have some participants for the Easter song.
We do. We do. We have some. Kane with Coastal Traffic and Earl T. just kind of, sort of, did an audition. But I do have some that, you know, I want you to hear the rest of these.
Okay. Who's up first?
Big Brother Jim.
Jim Weaver?
Yeah, he's right here with me.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, thanks for making me drive all the way to Texas to try to help you be a happier, more joyful person.
Jim,
I hope you appreciate the effort, Jim Weaver.
He does, and he's ready to go.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm ready. You ready?
Everybody's ready. Go.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the trail. Hippity-hoppity-hippity-hoppity-hippity. Sorry, I got stuck. Easter's on its way, bringing every girl and boy a basket full of Easter joy. Things make your Easter bright and gay.
You sound like Porky Pig. Have you been drinking?
All right, I've heard enough. That's just pure awful, Jim.
It is awful, Jim.
What?
Next?
I'm going to go sit down over here now.
Yeah, do that. Next, we've got an FM Talk 106.5 contributor.
All right, let's see if this guy's a good fit. Who we got?
Quinn Hillier.
Quinn Hillier?
Yeah.
Yeah, this probably ain't going to work.
Why not?
Let's give it a shot.
It might work.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Was that Sean Sullivan? I think it was Sean.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
It is Sean.
Hippity hoppity. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
What is he doing? Is he?
You'll wake up on Easter morning and you'll know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere.
You know, Sean Sullivan did want to sing all by himself, but I wouldn't let him do it.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity.
He's finally snapped.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity.
Sean Sullivan has finally snapped. And you're hearing it right here on the JRVH. Sean has snapped. And Coach, I'm sorry, Quinn, he insisted on just speaking his parts.
He'd be better fit for spoken word night at a coffee shop.
Ooh, please don't get him worked up. Nobody wants to hear that.
Look, Jolene, you got to do better than
this. I'm trying. It's not my fault. Sniffing his lavender. It helps his stress levels.
I'll be coming up to the farm this afternoon, and we'll just go from there. Bye-bye, Jolene.
Easter will be over with by the time he gets up here. That's okay. If he can make something good happen, we'll save it for next season. We do want you guys to follow us on Facebook. Just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we shall be. Remember also to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free. Right now, Belle Cadeau is getting a head start. She's got some great nieces and nephews who are graduating from high school very soon. So, she's in charge of hors d'oeuvres. I'm worried. Let's go to a previously recorded beachside episode of Belle's Kitchen, brought to you by Neiman's Catering. And if you've been thinking about putting together something special for the kids after graduation, it's a really sweet time. It's a great thing to do, to have them all together, because a lot of them, that'll be the last time, at least until, you know, heck, their 10-year reunion, maybe, that they'll have a chance to hang out together. So many go off and do their own thing over the summer, and before you know it, it's time for them to pack up and head off to college. When my son graduated, we did have a large gathering at our house. They all used to gravitate there anyway, so it felt pretty normal. I think we did like a Mexican food palooza, all from Naaman's Catering. And for later on in the evening, we had some of their wonderful, delicious breakfast casseroles. We had a bunch of parents there as well, and everybody loved it. Give them a call, Naaman's Catering, 473-3900. As for today, I have no doubt this will be something simple and delicious that all of us can prepare.
Well, I was preparing the menu for my nephew's graduation party, and I noticed the heavy hors d'oeuvres were a bit...
disgusting?
Heavy.
Oh.
I mean, these are teenagers, right? So I decided to add a bit more finger food.
Okay.
Even though the thought of them actually touching food with their disgusting little hands is just...
Okay, come on.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's another recipe with Zatarain's red beans and rice mix.
Awesome.
I just love it.
Me too.
This is red bean and rice party dip.
Did somebody say party, dude?
Just keep going.
We're going to start by preparing the red beans and rice as per the directions on the box.
Okay.
Now, we've done that a couple of times already, Jolene, so I'm hoping you've retained something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, except we're going to use a little less water this time since we do want it to be a bit thicker when we're done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in a blender, we will place the following. 1 cup salsa.
All right.
Oh, add your red beans and rice. And I need you to get 2 8-ounce packages of softened cream cheese from...
Philadelphia?
No, the refrigerator.
I was talking about what brand of cheese.
Whatever.
Okay.
Add 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. Oh, and we'll need 2 tablespoons of chopped jalapeno peppers.
Now, those I have. I did have.
Check the bottom shelf, dear.
I am. They're not here. They're gone.
Jalapeno peppers, man?
Yeah.
Is that what those were? Whoa.
Earl, I told you not to touch our stuff in the fridge.
I ate the whole jar, man, like days ago.
The whole jar. That was a huge jar of peppers.
Oh, and hey, Miss Bell.
Yes?
I think we got a problem with the exhaust fan down below.
Did you break the fan?
I think I, exhausted the exhaust fan, man.
Oh.
I had to run it for a while, you know, so to speak.
I don't doubt it after a whole jar of jalapenos. Okay, let's keep going.
Look, we can skip the peppers. Not everybody likes those anyway. Some people can't handle it. You want peppers? You can't handle the peppers. That's my Jack Nicholson. What do you think?
Interesting.
All right, so leave them out. We're going to put all of this in a blender. Start it up, Jolene.
Whoa!
Covering the blender first.
I'm sorry. I'll get
Look
it.
At this
I got
mess.
It.
Jeez. We're going to process until it is smooth. Afterwards, spoon it into a chafing dish to keep it warm and serve with tortilla chips.
Hey, I used to have to wear one of those.
Wear one of what?
A chafing dish.
You wore a...
Yeah, like when I used to play on our lodge softball team.
Oh.
Oh, everybody had to wear a chafing dish.
I believe you're talking about a cup, Earl.
Thing was, it would protect you from getting hit by the ball, man,
uh-huh.
But it sure did chafe.
Okay.
I still have a rash to this day.
Okay.
You want to see?
No.
You sure?
Very.
Okay.
Earl, honey, I have to tell you, I don't mind you being here.
Oh, Miss Bell.
Yeah.
Feel free to not check and see if there's any beer left in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Probably best to stay out of the galley altogether from now on.
Oh, heck, we have to be in the kitchen.
That's 2 rooms you need to stay out of.
Gross.
It's time to go anyway. See you next week, dolls.
Well, later, dude. Bye.
Thank you guys for visiting with us. We will be right back with more show.
Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me. And my tuition costs so much money.
The Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh my God! Somebody's trying to break into our house! Honey!
I done told you! The unemployment office don't open till 8. Now go back to sleep!
You idiot! Open the safe! We have to protect the kids! All of our things, my jewelry! Where's that monkey at? What's the problem?
I'm trying! Stop!
Oh, we're all gonna die!
Can't get to him!
What would you do in this situation? When your family is threatened, how will you protect them if you can't get to your monkey quickly?
Get out of there, Luther! Get him out!
I'm trying! It just won't open!
Loser!
We need a safe, reliable way to contain our primate!
It's a fact. This year, One in 10 homes will be invaded. You know this, but you don't want guns in the house. You've exercised your Second Amendment rights and secured a primate to protect you and your family. But how can you be sure your monkey will be ready when it comes time to defend you? At Primate Vault, our store boasts over 44,000 square feet of an unbeatable selection of safes, cabinets, and vaults for your home or office. Primate Vault offers state-of-the-art protection for your monkey, so you can be ready.
Rhonda, call the police! I'm fixing to go apeshit on this dude!
Primate Vault is proud to represent top manufacturers and offers all standards and sizes. Your primate will love our vast selection and expertise, and you'll love our free shipping. Make sure you, your loved ones, and your valuables are well protected. Invest in your future. Get a Primate Vault in your home today, and check out our new Primate Vault with Identiscan.
What's that?
Gain control of your monkey with only your fingerprint.
Huh?
That's right. With a simple swipe of the hand, your Primate Vault recognizes your DNA.
You mean like if I have a booger on my finger or something, it checks it?
Something like that, yes.
Let me try.
Just don't get too close.
Ow, it bit me! And protect all your important papers and valuables from water damage with our newly designed marsupial waterproof safes. Our waterproof safes are smaller, more portable, and have a waterproof seal to keep their contents and your marsupials dry. Choose from many different styles of locks, such as security latches, key locks, combination, and programmable digital locks. Many of our marsupial safes include additional features such as mounting hardware, adjustable shelves, drawers, wheels, live locking door bolts.
Hey, what's a marsupial?
Don't be ignorant, Luther.
Huh?
Marsupials is any viviparous, non-placental mammals such as possums, kangaroos, wombats, and bandicoots.
What's a bandicoot?
A bandicoot? It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi, except they don't go on TV talking a lot of ignorant all the time.
I don't know what was so great about the Depression, but that's the name they give it.
Take advantage of this special radio offer and purchase your Primate Vault Factory Direct. Our factory-trained technician will deliver and install to ensure your monkey is comfortable, content, and rested when it comes time to defend your family. No representation is made that the quality of the primate protection services to be performed is greater than the quality of primate services performed by other monkeys.
A monkey is a primate and not a type of ape. An ape is a primate and not a type of monkey. A chimpanzee is a type of ape. So it's a primate, but not a monkey.
When it comes to your family's safety, we don't monkey around.
Thanks, Primate Vault!
I am not cleaning up that monkey poop.
You know, a bunch of us were sitting around the other day listening to some vintage commercials we ran across. I just wanted to play this one because it could be just me, but I found this one amusing. It's a commercial for Arid deodorant. I don't know what year this is from. I'm thinking sometime around the 40s. And it talks about how Arid deodorant can actually help your marriage, even rescue friendships. Check this out.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
Can you imagine a family gathered around the radio? Everybody's looking at the other going, they're talking about you. You stink. Yeah, I know. It's probably just me. Nowadays, you can phone into a show like this one here for relationship advice.
Genuine, sensitive, and overflowing with empathy. She understands. She's got your romantic dedication. It's time for Love Light with Vernell.
Greetings, everyone. We have a caller on the line ready to share her heartbreak with us. But first, a word from Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Hi, this is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Ew, is that Estee Lauder youth do? Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her.
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule, so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence.
That's what I'm talking about. Love that new truck smell.
Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up.
What's all this garbage in your car for? I didn't even know Massengill made no pest strip.
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Available in Island Breeze and New Leather. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties.
Who's is these? Frank, whose drawers is these in your truck box?
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum. Oh, man, I just spilled all my sunflower seeds.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
We have Barbara on the line.
Vernell, this feller I've been dating, he just doesn't have any time for me anymore. And he's a big guy. You know, he's a husky.
He's a husky?
Uh-huh.
You're dating a dog, Barbara?
No, I mean he's a big fella.
Oh.
And he loves food.
Mm-hmm.
A little too much. He would go by himself to the buffet rather than spend the evening with me.
Oh.
And, mm-hmm. he's really selfish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's sitting on the couch and has a canister of poppycock.
Poppycock, Barbara?
You know, the caramel with the nuts and the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
He won't share it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, he flew into a rage the other night when I went after one of his Chips Ahoy.
How did that make you feel, Barbara?
Oh, it was horrifying. Anyway, I just wondered if you would please play that song for me about the girl who broke up with her boyfriend because he was cheating on her with a roast beef sandwich.
We have the perfect song for you, Barbara. This song goes out to all you girls out there who need to get even with a man.
Got more of that pie.
Right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp cause the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably gonna stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Make it a triple.
Cause he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full. Needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time.
I gotta go, man.
You
even got a pair of pliers? Jaws alive? Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Okay, now. Here we go again.
Did I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries? Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough. Broke his zipper so he can't go.
Whoa.
Maybe next time he'll think before. it's time to think before he eats. Before he eats.
Does this mean we're broke up?
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
Oh. We are all kookadoodle. Keeps us sane, actually. Sometimes you just gotta go. Helps you deal with everything else for the rest of the week. Because laughter releases those endorphins, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's good for you. It's official.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Follow the show on Facebook. It's easy. Just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we shall be. Also, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. All your favorite local shows on demand. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam. We'll be back after these messages.
And now, history du jour.
And other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
Get on with it.
With Belle Cadeau.
April is Jazz Appreciation Month, fondly known as JAM. It was created at the National Museum of History in 2002. The museum is located on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And before you send me an email, no, Uncle Bertrand, there is no Victoria's Secret in the National Mall. It's not that kind of mall. JAM is intended to stimulate and encourage people of all ages to participate in jazz, attend concerts, listen to jazz on the radio, read books about jazz, and more. In other words, April is officially the month to jazz things up a bit. I'm Belle Cadeau, and that's your history du jour and other... What was it, dear?
Points of interest.
Yes, and some of those. Ta-ta! She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding. She's walking. She's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Soccer, they dance, or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
Okay, so Reggie is on the phone, and Jim tells me that he is annoyed because he said he did not know about the auditions for the Easter song, and that's not true. He should have known because he was told about it. I let him know he just does not pay attention to his text messages, emails, or voicemails. So go ahead, put him through. Reg, you got about 30 seconds. That's all I'm going to tolerate.
Well, now, here come Peter Cottontail, hopping down the Bunyan Trail.
Bunyan Trail?
Hopping the Easter on the way.
Bunyans? Listening area, I apologize.
They got Jimmy Beans for Tommy, scrambled eggs for Sister Sue.
Scrambled eggs?
Hippity hoppity, hoppity hoppity, Easter Day. Happy Easter, everybody.
Okay, that is enough.
This is Cousin Bruce coming to you live.
Wait. You can't say live.
Well, I am live right now.
Start that again.
See, this is why I don't like dealing with you directly.
Why?
Because you're so nitpicky.
Please just start over.
This is Cousin Bruce coming to you live from the cab of my Peterbilt. When I'm running across country with a hot load of freight, I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour podcast on FMTalk1065.com. Let them truckers roll 10-4.
That's a train whisp.
Ah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. All 10-4, pig pen. Yeah, we definitely got us a front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Good day. This is lesson number 27B, how to converse in Alabama, USA. Today we will cover verbal punctuation. In Alabama, speakers always let their listeners know when they have finished a sentence by simply ending each sentence with a special signal word. The most popular signal word is at. For instance, if I wanted to say, "Where is the magazine?" I would let people know I was finished with the sentence by adding the signal word to the end. Thus, "Where is the magazine? At." The proper response to this query, of course, is, "I don't know where the magazine is. At." Try these sentences now. "Where does your sister live? At." "Pelham is a nice place to live. At." Another verbal signal is the bilabial plosive, usually accompanied by a spray of tobacco juice from the oral cavity. Here is an example. "Sure hope it don't rain. Pooh." Please repeat after me. "Fine-looking heifer you got there, Clem. Pooh." "Careful, Bubba. These is new shoes. Pooh." "Where did you get them? At. Pooh." Ah, you notice we had two different sentence signalers at the end of that sentence. Very good. Now, there is one other rather unusual sentence signal that is placed at the beginning of a statement. The word is shoot, or variations thereof. For instance, "Shoot, gotta get home for dinner." Repeat the following, please. "Shoot, that's an ugly woman you are with, mister." "Shoot, don't shoot. At, ptoo." Please practice these rules as often as possible wherever you are. At and shoot. We'll pick up here next time. Ptoo. Thank you.
There is a new SUV that's unlike any other. It's big with the new Skeeter SUV. Thanks to new hybrid technology, you can get more miles per gallon in your big Skeeter SUV. How does it work? Easy. As you approach a wimpy little car from the rear, a special metal tube projects from the Skeeter, piercing the gas tank of the car and sucking out all the gas therein. Get over to your Skeeter dealer today, but hurry. Get there before you see a Skeeter in your rearview mirror.
I hope you guys have had a really fantastic weekend, and if you haven't, I hope that we were able to lift your spirits just a little bit. Remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Have access to all the local programming you can stand. And at FMTalk1065.com. Be good to each other. Have a great week. And on behalf of the Roxbury Players, happy Easter, and we will see you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.